Countless people struggle in job interviews.
They do not know what to do, how to act, how to outclass dozens and dozens of other applicants
who compete for every single job opening. But it's not any surprise. Teachers at schools do not show us how to succeed in an interview. We are forced to learn many things we will never use in our life. But when it comes to practical things, such as getting a job or acing your interview, our educational system fails. Therefore, job interview remains a mystery for many of us.
It's a mystery for many, but not for me. I've been interviewing people for the past 7 years.
I know what the people in the interviewing panel like, how to impress them, how to win their hearts. I am going to show you all of these things. I will show you the most important tips, strategies, and techniques you should apply in your interview. In 1 hour from now, you will know exactly what to do to succeed, step by step, minute after minute. All you have to do is to understand it, use it in your interview, impress the interviewers, and get a job you want to have. Enjoy! The first thing I want to speak about is your preparation for an interview. If your preparation is good, it will lie a perfect base for your success later. But if it is bad, you won't succeed in an interview. You know, the biggest problem is that many people are already defeated in their mind, before the interview actually starts. Their past failures have defeated them. Failures in interviews, failures in relationships, failures in life. They simply don't believe they can succeed anymore. You probably know some of these people. They keep telling all around them, they won't choose me, they never choose me in an interview. They always pick someone else, doesn't matter how hard I try. Well, these people are already defeated. If it is your mindset too, it makes no sense to go for an interview at all, because applicants who are defeated in their mind will never succeed. Their mindset is reflected in their nonverbal communication. If they don't believe they can succeed, an employer will see it in the same way. He will see them as defeated from the first moment of the interview. Well, I understand it's not that easy to convince yourself that you can succeed in an interview, especially if you failed many times already. But there is one fact, and if you understand this fact, it should become much easier for you to understand that also you can succeed in an interview. And it's the following fact. Every interview is a new chapter. Your past failures have nothing to do with the interview you are about to pass. It's a new chapter. The employer doesn't know anything about your past failures. Even if you failed 10 times or 100 times, it has nothing to do with the present day. Every interview is a new chance. Your chance. Nobody will fail forever. Now it's your turn to succeed. And therefore, you should always go there being ready to succeed, to sign a job contract, to get a new job. This is a mindset you must have to be able to succeed. And actually, there are logical reasons behind this too. Do you realize that you are doing much more than the vast majority of other job applicants? Most people do nothing. They do not check interview questions. They do not bother with any preparation. They simply come and go. And just very few people invest some money into interview coaching, into some ebooks, or some advanced training materials like this one. But you did it. You are doing more than the others do. So logically, you will have an upper hand in an interview. Think about it. Your past has nothing to do with your future. You do more than the others do. So in fact, you are the favorite to succeed in your next interview. I remember once I heard that positive thinking won't change the world. And it's true. Doesn't matter if I believe that people in Africa won't starve anymore. If I do nothing to change their situation, they will starve. Positive thinking won't change anything. Only acts can change something. However, there is one other thing you should realize. Negative thinking won't change anything too. If you think negatively, it won't help you anyway. Defeated candidates are never chosen. Don't be defeated in your mind. You can succeed. You do more than the others. Now it's your turn to be successful. Believe in yourself and come to an interview with the right mindset. Then there's another thing when we talk about preparation for an interview. It's a physical preparation. Preparation of your body. You know, body and mind are connected. Many job seekers spend all the night before the interview being nervous, stressing out, reading the answers to the questions again and again, and doing all of these things. Then they come to an interview tired, worn out, stressed out, completely without energy, unable to deliver their best performance. Well, this is a big mistake. If we forget to satisfy the basic needs of our body, such as having a good sleep, resting, enjoying the time before the interview, having a good meal, drinking enough water. If we neglect these things, our body won't support us in an interview. We won't be able to concentrate fully, we won't be able to think clearly, we simply won't be able to do our best. But in order to stand out from the crowd of dozens of other applicants, we need our very best performance. We can't have a bad day in an interview. Please, keep it on your mind. It would be a terrible mistake to underestimate your physical preparation. So we have your mind and your body. Be set for success in your mind and satisfy all the needs of your body before the interview. Now, I want to speak about another part of your interview preparation. It's an informative one. There are definitely some documents you should bring to the interview with you. For example, your resume, your cover letter, list of your references, any personal recommendations you have, copy of your diploma, simply everything that can matter for an employer. You know, most people don't bring these things with them. It shows that they do nothing more than what's written on the job description or what they are being told by the employers. That should not be your case. You should be the one who stands out from the crowd. You should be the one who cares. You should be a person for who this interview really matters, and therefore he brought everything with him. Take all the things with you. Even if they don't ask for it, it still shows that you care. And it's your attitude and impression that matters. So make a good one. What more, it will help you to be relaxed in an interview. Once you have everything with you, there's no need to be worried about some question about your resume or your cover letter or your diploma. You have everything, so you can be pretty relaxed, just waiting for them to ask for it. There's one more thing most of the applicants don't bring with them, but you should bring it. Everything starts with your research. You should research about the company prior to your interview. Leverage the power of the internet and the social media. Find something interesting and make notes about it. Then, you should bring these notes to the interview with you. It sends a clear sign to the employer that you actually care, that you care about their company, their goals, visions, and values. Few people do this. Do it and stand out from the crowd. Last part of the informative preparation is the most common one. That means preparing the right answers to the interview questions you can expect to get. In many cases, you will find these questions on the internet. Sometimes the answers are better, sometimes worse, but anyway, it should give you a good inspiration for your own answers. There is one important thing you have to realize. Many people get overwhelmed by this. You know, you can find tens, if not hundreds of questions online. There are some products, ebooks, who show like 100 or 150 most common questions for this and this position. Honestly, I would not recommend these products. Nobody can get ready for as many questions. Our memory is not that good. On the top of that, such kind of preparation, like learning answers to 100 most common questions, will only make you stressed before and also in the interview. And you don't want that to happen. When you are preparing for the most common questions, find 10 or 20 and get ready for it. Try to focus on the right attitudes in an interview. Once you have the right mindset, you won't struggle to find the right answers directly in an interview. But you have to be set the right way. The last thing of your informative preparation is a plan. You should have some kind of plan. Plan how to get to the place of the interviews, what questions you are going to ask them, how you would like to present yourself, what you would like to show, and all of these things. This recording should help you to understand how to prepare this plan and how to do it in the right way. So, set your mind the right way, satisfy your body, and prepare the right information before the interview. Once these three are in place, you are all set to succeed and get a job in an interview. Now, we will focus on your presence in an interview. There are a few things you should focus on and you should show in an interview from the very first moment. First thing is enthusiasm and a positive personality. You know, we live in a very negative era. People complain about everything. They are bored and tired from all the job interviews, all the job search that leads nowhere. They complain in the interviews. They complain about their past bosses, about their past jobs, and simply they are very negatively tuned. But think about it for a while. Would you like to have such a colleague? Someone who is never happy? Someone who complains all the time? Someone who brings negative feelings to the workplace? Well, that won't be a best colleague. And the employers think in the same way. They are not looking for bored people, tired of life and tired of everything. They are looking for enthusiastic and energetic employees who are going to bring this energy to the workplace. They are looking for people who are enthusiastic and positive about the job, about their career, and about life itself. And you should act according to this in your interview. You should show enthusiasm for the job, for the company, for the interviewers, for everything around you. You should be positive about the future, about your own career, about life. You should be the one who brings some energy into the room. Once you show enthusiasm, the employers will be drawn to it. It's like a magnet. Everything starts with your enthusiasm. People who don't show a single smile in an interview are never hired. Be positive and enthusiastic about everything. That's the best way how to improve your chances of getting a job. Second thing is an interest. Now let me ask you a question. What do you consider to be the best meetings you've ever been to? The meetings you felt good in, you felt happy about, the meetings you remember till now? I'm pretty sure it wasn't a meeting with someone who talked about himself only, about his job, his interests, his family, and so on. The best meetings are the meetings with good listeners, with people who care about us, who ask us questions, who are interested in our life, in our job, with people who are interested in us. These are the best meetings. And interviewers are people too. They also strive for recognition. They also like when someone is interested in them, in their job, in their life. It's simple, and you should follow it in an interview. How to show an interest in an interview? It's quite easy. Ask a lot of questions. Questions about your job, about their company, about themselves. Evolve the discussion. Listen with interest. Pay attention. Actually, it's quite simple to show an interest. Simple, yet powerful. You know, there's this law of action and reaction. Such laws can never be broken. If you are interested in them, they'll be interested in you too. Interested in you as their employee. So ask them a lot of questions. Show them that it's not just one of thousands job interviews for you, that you are interested exactly in their company and their job opportunity. That's the impression they should get. If they feel you are really interested in them, they'll be interested in you too. Enthusiasm and interest is a magical combination. It will help you to win the heart of any interviewer in the world. Show it and get a job.